Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Clocked In with me, your host, Jordan Edwards. I'm thrilled to have you tune in as we dive into the dynamic world of productivity, success, and stories of incredible individuals who've mastered the art of getting things done. Whether you're commuting, hitting the gym, or just relaxing at home, this podcast is the go-to source for inspiration and actionable tips to level up your productivity game. I'm on a mission to unravel the secrets of those who seem to effortlessly manage their time and achieve their goals. So if you're ready to clock in and unlock your full potential, you're in the right place. We've got a lineup of amazing guests, industry experts, and thought leaders who will share their insights and strategies to help us crush your to-do list and make the most out of every moment. Get ready to get inspired, motivated, and equipped with the tools you need to supercharge your productivity. This is Hashtag Clocked In with Jordan Edwards. Let's dive in. Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm super excited. We have episode 3 of Health is Wealth. You might have been seeing this happen over the past couple months. And what it is it's Sang Kim. He's an expert in the health field. He comes out. We end up hopping on the conversation. Our first podcast was why health, what's so important about it, and why does it really lead to our wealth? And then the second episode was on morning routines. And now this third episode is going to be the introduction to supplements. I'm very excited about hearing about this because I've heard a little bit about it, but I don't know too much about it. Who can you trust? Where do you go? How do you handle these things? So I'll open it up. Sang, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. I just came back from Toronto, had a business meeting, and got back to here, London, Ontario, and so excited to be here today and in Jordan and talk about, you know, this conversation around supplementation and just an intro conversation because it's very complex. There's so many out there. It's sort of like, okay, where do you even start? Right? Like, what's the best way to view it? And you know, is there something called a health roadmap out there somewhere? Like, is there something, a guide? So which, you know, how do we know which ones to take and what not to take? Because we hear all this conflicting information.
Absolutely. So I think what would be really beneficial is you sharing with the audience just how you even started with down this supplement journey and what you know about it and how it's been integral into your life. And then we could dive into the different areas. But how did you even start thinking about supplementation? I know you're busy. You can take it from there.
Yeah. That's great, Jordan. Yeah. And just to give you some context, I mean, I was a physical and health educator, phys ed teacher many moons ago. I coached freestyle wrestling up here in Canada for 20 plus years. I coached at the national level. I've been a wealth manager for 23 plus years, and then met Tony Robbins, and my heart and soul came back into health because really health is wealth, isn't it? And without health, what do you have, right? So now I'm back to what energizes me every day. And really, my personal mission is to inspire a billion people to take radical responsibility over one's health. And that comes about and manifests in different forms and different projects that I'm involved with. And just so happy to be here. But most recently, my co-founders and I, we ran a startup called Rolla Health. And we sold it to the DNA company out of Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. And the DNA company was founded by Kashif Khan. And now it's run by Tracy Wood and Neil Burness, and my other co-founders of Rolla Health. And they're doing an amazing job in promoting the benefits of getting a DNA test done through saliva. And it's remarkable how they're transforming the industry.
Yeah, and what was Rolla Health, and then we'll dive into like why DNA test. What do these even do?
Yeah. So Rolla Health was a virtual care platform, and we had the ability to process insurance claims in the U.S. Through the portal, and it was connected to 24/7 nurse triage and doctors, et cetera. So it was a small version of the teledoc of the world, right?
Yes.
So that back office is within the DNA company now, and the DNA company has exploded now with all the pieces that it has put together.
Yeah, and this is why I wanted Sang to speak on this subject of supplements, is because his company, literally his startup, sold to a DNA company, and now his co-founders are running that DNA company. And why is the DNA so important? Because we all know we're all human, right? So shouldn't we be the same? Like, shouldn't what you supplement with and I supplement be the same?
Yeah, you know, there's so much confusion around supplementation, what to take, how much to take, when to take it. And, you know, there are some general principles, but I've made a lot of mistakes with supplements because I'm a type A personality. Someone tells me to take vitamin D. Well, I take lots of vitamin D, right?
Yeah.
You know, without really thinking about the downside, right?
Yeah.
So for me personally, what's helped me in my thinking is, okay, what's the upside? What's the downside? And can I live with the downside?
Yeah.
Right. So it's actually kind of simple. And you can use that sort of template or that mindset or that frame and apply it to a lot of decisions that you make in life. Right. Obviously, there's, you know, that's very simplistic, but
yeah,
it at least gives you an initial framework. And it should also be used with supplementation, right?
100%. And the other reason I'm excited about this one is because from my perspective, like, I'm 27. Probably by the time this comes out, I'll be 28. I like try to stay as far away from supplements at this moment in time, just because I don't even know what half of them do. I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they're bad. Are we taking multivitamins? Are we not? Like, I don't even know what's going on. And I have some of these people who are, like, most of the time when you think about supplementation, like, growing up for me, it was like, oh, if your parents aren't doing well, or if your parents, like, as you get older, you have more supplements, and, like, you see all these people with these pill bottles. But now there's guys like Brian Anderson. Did you hear about him? He's the guy, tech billionaire. Who invested $2 million in his health. He's got all of these supplements he takes, and he reduced his age from like 45 to like 23 in 1 year. And I'm like, wow, he's got to know something that's going on. So, I mean, where did your journey with supplements start, and how do you think about them?
Yeah, I think for me, my journey started as I started to compete in sports.
Yes.
So, you know, some of the basic supplements like vitamin C and, you know, occasionally the vitamin D and, you know, the B complex, right? You know, and not so much with the fish oil, right? But it was like pretty basic stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, you catch a cold. Yeah, let's do 1,000, 2,000. 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C and let's shock the cold, right? Like obviously none of this is medical advice, you know, as we're talking here. These are just personal experiences that we'll talk about. And I'm not a clinician, I'm not a doctor. So we're talking about personal experiences and other people's experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. And like the really interesting thing is like as I've started to grow up and realize different things, it's for me, I've always relied on the mindset, but it's starting to become, as we're entering 2024, it's becoming more prevalent that we are unique and we need to supplement for our own deficiencies and our own things. So explain a little bit about the DNA test and like, why is that important? What does that even do?
Yeah. When you think about it, right? You know, we've got, 8 billion people on the planet. Right. And yes, our DNA is similar. Right. However, we have personal differences. Right. And it's really interesting because you and I can have we can be identical twins. Not that we're twins, but let's say we were twins, right?
Yeah.
And if we were twins, right? So our genetics are exactly the same, right?
Yeah.
So our genome is the same, but our genetics are the same, but our phenotype or the way that we express our genes could be different, right? So let's say you're really calm and you're not stressed, and I'm stressed to the wazoo. Okay. Right. Well, guess what? That stress is going to act on my genes differently. Right.
Really?
Yeah. So even though we're identical twins, I have more stress in my life, and then I can turn on the bad genes or the suboptimal genes.
Wow. Right?
And then those suboptimal genes get turned on, and then I have these symptoms. XYZ. I've got inflammation. I've got knee pain. I've got joint pain. And then you, the one that takes care of yourself, you eat well, you exercise, you have regular sleeping hours, right? You hydrate, right? Maybe you do cold showers. You know, you're doing a lot of the lifestyle, and you live in an environment where you're free of mold. You're getting fresh air.
Yes.
Right? You're not close to toxins in your environment.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then your bad genes don't get expressed. So you're not creating inflammation. Whereas me, I'm creating lots of inflammation. And the more inflammation I have in my body, right, these genes are going to be expressed in a suboptimal or a negative way. Does that sort of make sense?
Yeah. And I mean, this is kind of a building on the breath work that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Like when we spoke on in the last episode about breath work, we spoke about how when we do it, it reduces our stress level.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, for you, like how this is fascinating. This is all new stuff to me. I had no idea. So people might be acting in certain ways and caused to act in certain ways due to their environment, which infected their genes, which is somewhat outside of their control. Like if you lived in a house with black mold, you'd realize it by coughing, but like your genes would be mutated from that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't say mutated. I would say that your genes are going to be expressed in a suboptimal way because of the stress of the environment and toxins in your body, right? So let's say you have the gene that doesn't detoxify external particles in your body well. Well, yeah. You're going to turn those on, and then the symptoms can be expressed in so many different ways, right?
Yeah,
your symptoms might be different than mine. Right. You know, so this is where it gets very complex. Right. And this is why, you know, that I'm so proud to be, you know, working with the DNA company and helping them in the sales area. And because, you know, when you think about it, when you get your DNA test done. All right. And the DNA test will look at seven different categories, like mood and behavior, food and nutrition, exercise, immune health, hormone health, detoxification, and these a lot of these main categories that we need to look at, right? So as a result of the test, you can look at what genes are optimal and then suboptimal.
Really?
And then our practitioners at the DNA company can really nail down the pathways that are being affected for you personally, right?
Oh, wow.
So this is precision supplementation, precision medicine, right? And we're able to help our patients much faster because we will know what the deficiencies are. So we know what to supplement. We know what to take away. What to add on, right? And it's a constant balance. And the body is so complex, right? But with this information, we could be a lot more precise and help you deal with these symptoms much quicker than a blanket symptom like you should take vitamin D3. Yes, we should all take some vitamin D3, but a lot of us, I mean, we will need the vitamin K2 with the D3 so that the calcium doesn't build up in different places in our body, especially our arteries, right? So vitamin D is great, but what's even better is with the combination of K2, right? So it gets
interesting.
So that combination, that pairing works really well and much better.
So just so everyone understands, prior to even thinking about supplementing, guessing, watching your favorite actor, actress, influencer say, you should go start using this, we should all take a DNA test just to understand who we are, not just who we are, but how, like, what we actually do well with. And to this extent, would this cause people to get angry and like express poor, lower level emotions? Or you can overcome that, or it doesn't do that? Not the DNA test, but more of like your symptoms. Like, say someone's angry all the time, they'll see that with their symptoms. Would they get better with the DNA testing, or is it more of like?
Well, I think put it this way: with having your DNA tests and understanding where the suboptimal genes are.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a better chance of figuring out what's going on. Right.
100%.
And most likely we'll find the answers much quicker than if you're just guessing.
Yeah.
And test, you know, just doing things on random. So we can be a lot more precise. And then that's why it's important to have a clinician that understands your genetic profile. So this functional genomics test that we do called the DNA 360 will dig really deep into your personal situation.
Yeah.
Right? And there's lots of different pathways. And it's very, you know, it's more complex than what people really think, right? So I'll give you an example. I have a suboptimal gene for estrogen toxicity, okay. Right? So I've been on bioidentical hormones, right? I've been on a couple different types of these bioidentical hormones, so they're creams, right? Testosterone and DHEA. And I've tested out two different types of creams, right? And yes, they help. But with the DNA test and a few other tests, I could be more precise in the way that I can deal with elevating my testosterone naturally.
Okay.
Right? But it was this journey of starting with the supplementation with the bioidentical hormone creams first, because that, you know, I mean, after the age of 40, a man's testosterone, you know, decreases, you know, quite rapidly, you know, because we're eating all these foods that have hormones in it. Even the water in our systems have hormones in it, because it's very difficult to filter out the hormones, you know, with reverse osmosis and
this is why I continue doing these health as wealth segments with you, is because based on the last one, it literally got me to go buy a filter. Then I got a water bottle that does I don't even know what it is, but it basically puts these bubbles into it, cleans it out, and then you can drink it again. And it's just fascinating, because when you start diving into all this, you drink some of the water sometimes and you're like, why does it taste like soap? And like, I never realized it till I stepped away. And like, then when I stepped away, I'm like, wait, that tastes really bad, to the point like, I don't even want to put it in my mouth unless it's filtered in some capacity. Not saying the Brita is the best, but like, it's a little bit better than it was before.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a simple carbon filter. I mean, you could make it naturally out in the wild. If you had a plastic water bottle and you burn some wood So now you got the carbon, you throw in some pebbles and you throw in some rocks and you could do it. You could filter out water, right? Like if you're lost out in the woods and you need filtered water, right? You would do a pretty decent job by creating your own filter.
Absolutely.
Right. It'd be, you know, it'd be pretty good. Right.
Absolutely.
But that's all you had instead of just drinking the river water, right, on its own, depending on where you are, et cetera. Right. But, you know, that's much better. Right. It will take out a lot of the stuff that you don't want in your body. Right.
But 100%.
The hydrogenated water. I mean, it's great. I just ordered one myself. So it does. So we'll test it out. Right. And dig a little bit deeper.
Right. Absolutely. And then, so tell us more a little bit about the testosterone. I'm hearing about people use TRT. Should men be doing this? What is this even?
Does the DNA
test tell us about this? Like,
yeah, what is absolutely. This absolutely. Like the DNA tests will give us a lot of guidelines, right, for our practitioners to use as a roadmap. And also further tests for your hormones. So I've taken the Dutch test is another hormone test.
That
you take through urine analysis. So, you know, and that's a really good one. There's blood tests for hormones as well, right? And and all these, these different assessments, they have to be used with a practitioner. Right, a functional medicine doctor, naturopathic doctor. You know, there's a lot of great practitioners out there, right? And you just have to find them. And if you really can't find one, I mean, we have great practitioners at the DNA company, right?
Well,
that can help you, right?
This is outside of the normal, where it's like Eastern medicine, Western medicine, right? Those are a little bit of the differences where some of them are very quick to like, give you, like, you know what I'm talking about?
I think there's a full range, right? But I think what's happening, you know, more so is that Eastern and Western medicine are slowly coming closer together.
Yes. Because, and what would you say each side is, and like, what's the difference?
Yeah, but I think when you look at it traditionally, right? If you look at, you know, Western medicine, right, you know, for decades and decades, Western medicine had to deal with acute issues, right? You're having a heart attack. Well, let's go, right? Let's go solve for that. Let's revive you, right?
Yeah.
And modern medicine has done a great job with, you know, reviving the heart attack. So, you know, most people that have a heart attack survive now, right? Survival rates are through the roof, right? But the reality is that people are living longer. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying healthier, right? Because, you know, I'm saying, you know, for the most part, people are living longer than on average than 50 years ago, right?
Yeah.
You know, like short term, I've seen some numbers where, you know, Americans' lifespans have actually dipped down a little bit, right?
Really?
Yeah. So, but generally speaking, you know, 50 years ago, you know, we lived to whatever, 55, 60, 65. Now it's 80, 82, 85-ish, right?
Yeah.
Obviously differences between men and women, right? So I think really we want to focus in on increasing the health span and the lifespan. So lifespan as in how long you're going to live. Health span, as in, let's stay healthy. How long can you live in a healthy way, mind, body, and soul, right? To this, this journey, right? And I think that's where the idea of Eastern medicine, you know, Eastern medicine is looking at the whole body.
Okay.
Is looking at finding the root cause instead of just treating the symptoms, right? And there's a huge movement of people. And I think people are becoming really tired of taking medication and the pills because it's masking the symptoms.
Yeah.
Right. and it's not. So I've seen some research on antidepressants, for example, right?
Yes.
So people taking antidepressants, but they're still depressed, right? They're still not happy, right? Whereas, you know, they did that study and they put people on exercise, and actually exercise had a bigger effect in a positive way than people taking the antidepressants, right?
So that is kind of,
you know,
of
what
like,
I mean? Like
well,
so
that's more of my train of thought, where it's like, I'm hearing these people, they're giving kids medicine, they're telling them they have issues, they're and all this stuff. And I'm like, no, I think it's that people have a lot of energy and they just need to use it in a positive manner instead of being inside most of the day. And that's where the last session of session two made a lot of sense to me. So what are the benefits of supplementation and what does it really do?
Yeah. You know what? You know, and I think we got to back up a little bit too.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, let's use that Pareto principle, that 80-20 principle, right?
Okay.
So if you look at the, you know, sort of the whole body, the whole picture, you know, and I think the supplementation, you know, I think for the most part, it's sort of like the last 20%.
Okay.
Of your health, but not in all cases, right? I'm just saying, like, generally speaking, like if you're eating well, eat to your genetics, right? Like there's diets that work well for you and that don't work well for you, right?
Yes.
Some people really work well with a paleo diet. Some people work really well with a keto diet. Some people work well with a vegetarian diet, right? So you got to figure out what works for you and your body, right? So you know, eating properly, exercising daily, hydrating well, right? Yeah. What's your mindset? Focusing on what's great as opposed to what's wrong and what's negative, right? You know, I mean, if you're doing the basics, exercise and obviously sleep, right?
Yeah.
Making sure you sleep well, right? And following a routine to make sure you sleep well, right? Yeah. I think we talked about the 3-2-1 sort of rule before sleep, right?
Yes. I use that one a lot.
Right. And you know, these are little things that can really change that, right? So, you know, eating, you know, whole foods, and we've heard this 1,000 times, right? But I would say eat towards your genetics and what makes your body work well, right?
So
and you have to figure
DNA,
that out.
So would the DNA test help that?
Absolutely, because it will map out your whole body, right?
Okay.
And working with one of our clinicians will really help to find some micro distinctions around that.
Gotcha. Right? So it's not even the DNA test. Use the DNA test for supplements. It's just, it can be used for that, but it can be used for just knowing yourself better.
Oh yeah, because it will address your mood and behavior, your cardiovascular health, your hormone health, your immunity, right? I mean, it looks at the whole body.
Wow. Right?
And remember, one thing can affect so many different systems, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, for example, vitamin D, right? It's the only vitamin that can actually be produced by the body, right?
Really?
You think about all the vitamins? Vitamin D is the only vitamin, right? And every single, trillions of cells, they all have receptors for vitamin D.
Okay.
That's how important vitamin D3 is, right?
Really?
Every single cell needs it in some measure, right? In some amount, right?
Yeah.
And it's essential, right? Because vitamin D converts into a hormone once it's in the system.
Right? Okay.
So yes, you know, we need the sunlight, and especially if you're north of the equator, right? Living in Canada, right? And the thing is, even if you are living near the equator, right? I mean, you're wearing sunblock. So how much vitamin D are you actually producing?
Yes.
Right? You know, and every time I've tested my blood for vitamin D, I've always been on the, every single time, super, super low numbers for vitamin D, right?
Okay.
So, you know, with the help of the DNA test and some of their clinicians, you know, I've been taking vitamin D twice a day now, one in the morning, a bit in the morning, and then at noonish. And okay. Actually, that's helping, right? So I'll take another blood test and figure out if that's working, right?
So the DNA test might reflect that it's helping, but how do you feel in general? Like, does it make you feel better? Like, because I mean, what everyone's chasing and what we always look for is like, we have emotions we live in. We have feelings that we live with and we try to change those. Mm-hmm. And like, whenever people are happy, it's not that they're happy. It's the happiness emotion. It's that they're experiencing that elation of happiness or they're experiencing that calm emotion. So mm-hmm. Are the emotions you're feeling different, or is like, do you feel the difference of it?
You know what? I think sometimes when I'm supplementing, I'll notice a big difference.
Yeah.
And other times I won't. But and that's why I think doing some assessments like the blood tests will show
it's
you
black and white,
right? In a period of time. And I wouldn't say it's black and white, but yeah. it shows you in that particular time that you took the blood test, right? It's a moment in time.
Yes.
This is what happened, you know, on Monday morning at 8 a.m. and I fasted for 12 hours. Here are my numbers on my blood test in that moment of time, right?
Gotcha.
And that's the way you got to look at it. It doesn't mean that those numbers are going to stay like that for the next 3 months. Yeah. Because it's just that moment in time and all those things that have been happening to you recently, a few days ago, and maybe even a week ago or a couple of weeks ago, right? So it's just, you know, it's just that moment of time. Here are your numbers, right? And Absolutely. It has to be interpreted, right?
100%. So why do you think people are getting more involved in these, wanting to understand their body? Like, I literally had 3 phone calls between today and yesterday. Where it's people who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and they are focusing on health and longevity. And these are not conversations you're usually having. Like, they're just like, I got to get my health in order. I want to be better. Because coming from your perspective, you're 54, I believe, right?
So I got to think about it. No, I'm 56.
56. But coming from there, from your perspective, it's... This is what people are talking. Like, you've probably been looking at this for years, but why do you think people are getting more interested in the body? Why are they seeing other perspectives? Like, what's really been pushing this?
Yeah, you know what? I think one of the reasons is social media. You know, and obviously there's pros and cons of social media, but in this context, let's say this is a positive. Right.
Yeah.
This awareness and obviously there's money to be made in health and wellness as well.
Of course.
Right. Just like all the other industries. Right. But I think one is definitely awareness. And then the other thing, too, is people at the end of the day, you know, people just want to feel like they have energy. People want to feel happy. People want to be able to go for a walk. And, you know, really, I think human beings, we're designed, we got 2 legs, we're bipedal, we're designed to move and walk.
Yes. Right?
And if we don't move and walk, shit happens. Systems start to not work, right? You think about it, you're able to walk every day and you look at the blue zones of the world. What do? Right? All those cultures, right? Well, they're walking everywhere and it's a part of their lifestyle. It's not, I got to go walk, do my 30-minute walk. No, they walk everywhere, right? You know what I mean? During the day, they're walking to work, right?
Well,
or they're biking to work, right? You know what I mean? So
that's,
we're designed to move. And And if we move our bodies inherently, even if you're upset, you're probably going to feel a little bit better if you're moving your body, right?
Yeah, and that's the really ironic thing, because like as everyone starts living their life, they want to be – it's this seeking of comfort where it's got to be the most comfortable situation, the best chair, the best car seat, the best – that, and it's like part of it's like no, like recently we got standing desks. Me and my fiance Madison, we each got a standing desk. Why? I'm doing this podcast standing. I would never be standing during a podcast. And sometimes I would get a little antsy, want to like walk around, want to do something, but I am standing. And just, it just, when you build out that type of lifestyle, you get excited. Like post meal, I'm going on a 15, 20 minute walk every time. Why? Because I feel better. Like, why do we do these different activities?
Yeah.
It's to seek us feeling better and understanding ourselves. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, back to our conversation around, you know, the context of overall health, right? Like, I think, you know, doing the basics first, right? The tackling and the running first, right? Let's get the basics down, right? You know, eating whole foods. And one of the big things is I see this a lot, and people would make fun of me, even like 20 years ago, right? It's like, what, you don't want to eat gluten? You know, what, you're too good for me, right? Yeah. You know, all this kind of stuff, right? So I would say, you know what? And the thing about bread is, you know, the word enriched means that they're spraying folic acid onto our bread, right? So enriched bread isn't enriched. Folic acid is highly inflammatory to the body. So folic acid is in what? It's in white bread. It's in brown bread, right?
Yes.
It's in pasta. It's everywhere, right? So it's like, okay. And then it's harming our gut lining, right? Right. So it's breaking up that, you know, there's a saran wrap material in our, you know, in our gut lining the intestines. And that's like a protective barrier. So the folic acid is just going to decimate it over time. And as a result, you get this leaky gut. And I've got leaky gut, right? All those years of eating KD and regular pasta, right? And having these chemicals in your body. Right. I'm feeling it now. Right.
And this is the fascinating thing this is what I was also thinking about why people are also supplementing is because there's the stuff back in the day. Cause I always think about it like, oh, did the cavemen have all of these problems? Did they have to supplement it? Their stuff wasn't hormone sprayed on it. There wasn't all these chemicals on all of their foods. And why do you think foods can last for such a long time? And there's a lot of chemicals, and that's why I've been becoming more aware of it, where you start to look at the items. Like even when you use deodorant, there's deodorant with aluminum, and aluminum causes you, it's higher for people to have like dementia and Alzheimer's. So it's like, you should probably get the aluminum free. Oh no, the aluminum free one costs $4. The other one's $1.
Exactly.
But, right? Or it's you just don't know about this stuff, because a lot of the time people never hear about it. So I just love these conversations because they're opening up the discussions of what should I be doing? What are these supplements? Like, what are these different areas of life? And I think you hit it on the head where you said it starts off with what we need to do first. Supplements are like step two, but you got to be going outside, walking, getting exercise, drinking a lot of water, clean water for that matter.
And really, you know, some of the basics, right, is, you know, sugar, right? And when I say sugar, glucose, the glucose molecule, right?
Okay.
You know, it's CHO, right? C6H12O6, right?
Okay.
So that glucose molecule is inside a white rice. White rice is starch. Starch is this glucose molecule together, right? So white rice equals glucose or sugar. So when I refer to sugar, I'm talking about complex carbohydrates like pasta, like rice, like white rice, because it all converts to sugar, right? As well as all of the sugar that you can actually see, like potatoes. I look at potatoes as sugar.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, these foods will give you a sugar spike, right?
Interesting.
So, you know, sugar is probably, you know, it's arguably the most addicted substance on the earth, more than any other substance. Right?
And now is sugar like Coca-Cola, chocolate? Like, because when I always thought of sugar, I always thought of that. Like,
yeah.
And honestly, yeah. I went to one of Tony Robbins' event in 2021. It was UPW. And I came back and I told Madison, I'm like, no more sugar in the house. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, we just don't get sugar. They have sugar supplements for things. But then you start to learn that like bananas have sugar and some of these fruits and vegetables have sugar as well. So it's, but they're it's a complex space.
It is. And we could talk a whole lot about managing sugar, you know, I think, you know, we should on another podcast, right? Yeah. We should definitely talk about sugar. And there's some experts that I've learned from with respect to diabetes that we can really talk about, you know, and go deep on it. But managing sugar is so important. Whoops, sorry about that. It's so important, right? Because really it affects, you know, it is linked to cardiovascular issues, obviously linked to diabetes, type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance. And now they're calling, you know, the sugar epidemic connected to brain disorders, right?
Yes.
Like Alzheimer's, right? And it makes a lot of sense, right? Because when there's too much sugar in the body, and then it starts floating around in our bloodstream, right? And that sugar is floating around in these small blood vessels, right? And that's where we get the neuropathy. That's where we get, you know, these small blood vessels dying, right?
Absolutely. And it
has to be managed, right? And there's lots of tricks to manage it too, right? And there's ways, and it's completely, it is reversible, right? Through lifestyle changes. And for a lot of people, you know, I really believe in fasting, right? And fasting is something that has been proven, right? And, you know, to really help move that dial towards reducing blood sugar levels. And
what type of fasting?
Yeah, I mean, I do intermittent fasting, right? You know, and intermittent fasting, I do a 16-8,
okay. Right?
So my last meal is generally, I'm done by 7 p.m.
Okay. Right?
And then my next meal is usually around 11 a.m. or 12.
Okay.
Right? And basically, you're training your body to burn fat, right?
Okay.
Right? And really, when you think about it, the body is looking for, you know, there's a sequence where the body's looking for energy in different places, right? So
yes,
first of all, it's looking for glucose, right? So if the body can't find glucose because I'm fasting, and then it looks for, okay, where else can I get the sugar, right? And then it goes and looks for glycogen out of your liver, and let's say that's all used up. Right. So after 20 minutes of walking or so, you'll use up the glycogen, which is really sugar in the liver. That's gone.
Yes.
And then it goes to burning fat when you're basically not moving. right? So it's actually a good way to burn fat.
Interesting.
Right? So you're burning fat while you're fasting because your body's looking for energy.
Yes.
Right? And intermittent fasting has a lot of benefits. But once again, you know, it's something that you got to be careful for. It's different for males and females, right?
Yes.
Like my hemoglobin A1C numbers, my last time I checked, it was a 5.8, right? So, you know, for me, that's kind of high. So okay. Intermittent fasting is actually beneficial for somebody in that category of
but this blood comes sugar back, level. Right? This comes back to the people understanding their body and who they are. Yes. Because if some people do try to fast and then they're like, no, I don't feel well, then they probably shouldn't do. And this is all comes back to it. So
exactly.
What do you think would be some actionable steps for the audience to take based on supplements? And I know we still have another like 10 minutes, but what do you think would be some steps for the audience to take? Just because I wouldn't want them to, it's a ton of information.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, what do I do with this information?
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, I've been on a block, you know, quite a bit in many different roles, you know, as in my job. And, you know, the best I've seen, and there's a lot of DNA companies out there, but hands down, the DNA company has the best and the most comprehensive way of looking at functional genomics to actually use that information, right, into actionable steps, right?
Okay.
So that, and that's why I'm a big fan of it. And it's not because, you know, we sold our company to the DNA company, but it actually makes sense, right, in these categories, right? And then you can just pinpoint, okay, what should I be doing, right? What supplement should I be taking? And then you've got a health roadmap to optimizing your health.
So step one, you would say, is just signing up, investing in yourself, understanding what the exam says. But I mean, you don't even have to do that alone because there's a doctor who will show you afterwards, no?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you can, you know, purchase one of those programs as well. Right. But I think that way you're not guessing, you're not wasting all this money on supplements. Right. So for example, like taking a multivitamin, you know, it sounds like probably not a bad idea. Right.
Yeah.
But what if you're really sensitive to one of those vitamins? What if one of those vitamins isn't in the proper form? It's not like methylated. It's not broken down so that your body can absorb it well. So you could be wasting a ton of money, and it's not precise, right? We're talking about you as an individual, right? So actually taking the DNA test, you're over the long term, you're going to save a ton of money and not waste money on things and supplements that you shouldn't be taking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing is I've heard about these, there are many companies that do these DNA tests. So you can, so saying the company they sold it to has an option, but there's many options. And it's just that someone like you just need to know who you are. So who would be best for this?
Yeah. I mean, I've looked at a whole bunch of companies, right? And to the point where the DNA company is coming out with a customized supplement for you as an individual that's precise for you based on your DNA test.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So then we're targeting exactly what we need to supplement.
Yeah.
Right. And using very high quality supplements, right, that are methylated, that are broken down so that your body can actually receive them, like B12, right? So there's a form of B12 called cyanocobalamin. And, you know, cyanide, you know, that word cyanide, not healthy, So it's not a derivative. Helping. Well, like that form, cyanocobalamin is derived from the cyanide molecule, right? So you want to use some healthier versions of B12 that are methylated, right?
Just to make this easy for everyone, what are some of the major, if you're going to start reading, like say someone's going to the food store and they're going to start reading the ingredients.
Yeah.
What are like the top three ones that are probably in most people's shopping carts, but they should keep an eye out for because it's not good for you? Like you talked about it a little bit and I've always heard from different people, but they drop like 20 different things and I'm like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
What is like the simplest way of like.
Yeah. The simplest way is, I would say reduce, minimize, or do not eat things in a package with a lot of long words in the ingredient section. Right.
Okay.
So for example, like not to pick on Ritz crackers, but you know, these are processed foods in packages.
Yeah.
Is there's a lot of chemicals in there, and one of those chemicals you might be reacting to. It could be one, it could be 10, but here's the thing, right? Like, and then over time it just builds up, right?
Yes.
So eating, you know, you probably heard this many times, eating whole foods, right? So even like making your own foods ahead of time and doing some meal prep, because even going into a high-end restaurant, right? They're going to use canola oil, right?
Yeah.
So these oils are highly inflammatory to the gut, right? It's going to break down the gut over time and cause inflammation. And then it could cause secondary symptoms.
Okay.
Right? That could be related to, you know, it could be treated as a symptom. And then you're on these medications. And it could be just eliminating, just eating a clean diet.
Yeah. Right? And, right. and well, it, it, yeah. this could be very difficult because I tried doing this with like different protein bars, right? So I'm looking because my thought is on when you think about this very simply, most people in essence eat the same thing on a weekly basis.
Correct.
Their dinners might be different, but breakfast and lunch are pretty much to the dime. Like most people have very similar habits.
Yeah.
So my thought was if you are aware enough to pick out a new protein bar or a new whatever you have, that can change the game for you.
Yeah.
When I was looking at it, like the protein bars, there's one protein bar I have that it's got a few different supplements, but it's got no sugar. And then you go with an RX bar, it's got like five ingredients, but it's got a lot of sugar because of the almonds, the dates and all that. So I'm like, is the RX bar bad or is it good? And it gets this interesting debate and you're like, I don't even know.
Yeah. It's a process, right? You know, and for a lot of people, it's hard to get started.
Yes.
Right. And one of my mentors used this term, you know, single, simple, doable thing, SSDT, right?
Yes.
So what's one single doable thing that you can do to move forward in your health, in your relationships, in your business, you know, what have you, right? I mean, quite simply is cooking at home, right? And I tend to eat like the same sort of brunch, you know, breakfast, right? I love eggs, you know, having, you know, the best eggs from my understanding is pasture raised eggs. So these are hens, chickens running, right, in the grass, eating worms, right, eating natural things and bugs.
Right? Yes.
Now, I mean, I had to do some research. Like free run eggs, it could mean that the door was open to their cage, and they consider that free run. They had access to running.
Yes.
And that's like free running. I start researching this, like, oh my God, right? There's so many different levels, right?
Oh my God, there really are.
So because I eat a lot of eggs, right? I'll eat five or six eggs, you know, with my lunch, right? And then I might have some tuna on it, you know, tuna as well. So I'm getting 60 grams of protein because, you know, we have to eat a lot of protein, right? You know,
yes.
And that's really important, right? You know, I also take digestive enzymes with these meals too, so that I break down the food and the food becomes more available for absorption, right? And that's linked to my DNA test. Like,
and because you know that about yourself.
I know that about myself, and I feel way better when I'm taking them, right? So I got validation genetically and how I feel, and it works. I feel better, I sleep better, right?
So that leads me to the next point of, and I think you brought up a really good thing, is this podcast is coming to an end. You could have learned something from this. You could have not learned something from this. I'd be surprised if you didn't learn one thing, though. And the thing is that we learn knowledge, and it's not that knowledge is power, but applied knowledge is power. So picking out one thing that Sang talked about today or myself talked about today, whether it's going on a walk in the morning or eating more whole foods or getting different eggs or shopping differently or doing – making one change is the action it takes to learn. And whatever that action you choose is up to you. It might be no action. But I think it would be beneficial if you took one of these, and 99.5% of these things are free. So just choose an action and take it. And Sang, I know you have something for the audience as well.
Yeah. And I do have a 10% off the DNA 360 test. And Jordan, if you can share it with the audience, that would be great.
Absolutely. And, yeah, we'll put that in the show notes.
And if you want a personal,
go in that direction.
Yeah. And I will do a personal consult with whoever takes it and go over their DNA test with them and walk them through it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that would be super valuable to anyone interested. And it's important for us to realize that we have one body. We don't want to waste it. And it's important for us to do what it takes to get that body back into shape and get it to the top level that we need it to be, because otherwise we're just going to be not fully enjoying life to the most of it. And that's not what being clocked in is about. Being clocked in is about living each day to the max, making the most of it, getting your workouts in, getting excited about it. So as we enter at this point, when this will release, it will be the new year and it's going to be 2024. And you really got to make the most of your life, and you got to go after it, and you got to understand your health, because you only have one body, and these tests aren't going to change too much over time. It's your body. So you should get a great foundation and understand where you're at. So thank you guys. And I'll put that all in the show notes.
Great. See you later. Thanks.
Thank you for reaching the end of the podcast. For that, we'll give you a complimentary coaching session in the link below with Edwards Consulting. Hope to see you there, and have a great day, and keep clocking in.